first sectors that can reopen as part of phase one of the process are manufacturing, construction, and houses of worship. Many parts of the state welcome the news. In the city of Worcester, the medical director of the public health department has some concerns. Dr. Michael Hirsch is also chief of pediatric surgery at UMass Memorial Healthcare. He says the city of Worcester is seeing a plateau in the surge of coronavirus cases just about now. It's 2 weeks or so behind Boston's surge, and he is concerned about Worcester opening up so soon, especially one particular sector.
I think the houses of worship are going to be the ones where we'll see the biggest threat.
But what's wrong if, I mean, the 40% mark, for instance, so places of worship, this is according to the state's policy now, places of worship must limit their occupancy to 40% of their maximum allowed, and those of different households should stay at least 6 feet apart and are not permitted to sit all together. So if that applies to Boston, Worcester, Shrewsbury, Springfield, what's wrong with that?
I mean, if everyone is wearing a mask and you're sitting in that array as you described, that's one thing. But you still have to go through one door and you're going to be in close proximity to the people. I don't see people filing in 6 feet apart. I think it's just human nature. You're going to try to return to church service the way you used to think of church services. I mean, you know, they've left the enforcement, if you will, up to local boards of public health and departments of health. And truthfully, these departments, my department, we don't have boots on the ground that could ever enforce this. So it's all honor system stuff. And I think that there are some, you know, very adamant folk. They're not going to, you know, do the distancing and they're not going to do the masks. And I don't know if the pastors are going to have the ability to police that. I don't see why some of the things that have been on the list of early things to reopen, I don't feel are worth the risk of community spread and a new surge. If we have this surge over the summer, I really predict pretty difficult times.
So are you making the case for Worcester to be 2 weeks later in terms of the reopening, phase one of the reopening? I don't even know if that's possible, but would that be your wish?
I certainly would like to space out these reopening cycles. So let's say if we see a surge from opening in any of these phases, it will take 3 to 4 weeks to see it. If we just pile on one phase after another, just week to week to week to week, we will not know whether we've incurred a surge and everything will all hit roughly at the same time. We're going to be doing like a quadruple dose of potential community spread that will hit us in maybe end of June or middle of June. And that is really not the time to be doing this because the hospitals are going to start relaxing. They're going to start to try to get back to normal. Medical school functions are going to get back to normal. If you have to put the genie back in the bottle at that point and say, nope, we've got this huge surge going on. We've got to lock down again and reconvert our recovery rooms into ICUs and start getting more staffing to help with ICU patients and less surgery, I think that's going to be a really deep blow to the morale of the medical community.
But that sounds like it's out of sync with what the governor is saying, because they have a new dashboard coming up. They're going to be looking at the metrics just as you all are. Are you saying that their timeline is off?
I think that their timeline is definitely weighted towards Boston. Boston and its metropolitan area is a bigger and more population-dense area in the Commonwealth. I get that. But you can't use a cookie-cutter approach. I just don't think that every single city is going to be in line with some of the guidelines that have been put out there. So I think out of an overabundance of caution, it's just wise that if we do this first phase, to give it enough time to see what effects it has. And not be succumbing to the pressure of various economic interests to rush the second phase.
Dr. Hirsch, very nice to speak to you. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Dr. Michael Hirsch is medical director for the Department of Public Health in Worcester.